Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I was listening to Slandy's audio boo to Jane Boyd about winter driving. And I did a boo yesterday, and I also uploaded a video on Instagram of just a brief idea of driving. And yesterday morning, it was a whiteout. It was too late to cancel work, because it happened, you know, as everybody was already getting moving, morning traffic. The vehicle that I drive is approximately anywhere from 32 feet to 40 feet long, probably about 8 to 8.5 feet wide, 9.5 to 11 feet in height. And I'm driving in rural conditions, rural roads surrounded by cornfields. That means it's open field with snow, and when it's blowing and drifting high 30 miles an hour wind, you get drifts. And when you're in a car, it's different as opposed to a vehicle of the size that I'm driving. If you're not sure, in those conditions, and the worst thing that you can do is to slow down. I look at it this way. If you're going to hit something, hit it. Go through it. Go straight. Do not deviate. Do not let your, don't pull your, you can, and I think to me, women tend to panic more than men. And my personal car, I have a Toyota Avalon. It's very low to the ground. It gets stuck easy. It'll let you know, the little warning lights will go on, you know, and buzz if you're not getting the traction. But I don't slow down. I keep going. Because when you slow down, you can, especially, and I learned this the hard way, if your tire pressure isn't all equal, you can spin out by letting your foot off the gas too fast. You will lose control, and yeah. I didn't realize that. That, if your tires don't have the correct traction tread, if they're worn, if your car isn't in tip-top shape, I would suggest not going out in weather like I drove yesterday. But I don't, a lot of the drivers were, you know, whining that the roads were really bad yesterday, and you're driving in maybe 4 inches of snow in a vehicle the size, you know, that size, and you can still feel, you know, it's wanting to slow down and get stuck. I don't stop. I keep going. Drifts are scary because they're like hitting a brick wall. If you're not familiar with the road, and after a while your mind starts playing tricks on you because you think you see things that aren't there, and you know, you second guess yourself. In that case, slow down. You're not in a hurry. You know, your life isn't worth the speed. And I always say too, when in doubt, don't do it. A day like yesterday, I was high as a kite. I mean, to me, it gave me a rush because I love doing it. You know, I love driving in that kind of stuff. Before all my accidents, that my post-traumatic stress wasn't so intense, I could care less. But now that I get anxiety attacks more now, I drive a little different. And I've driven in a snowstorm when we left to go see the man child. It was worse than it was, and I was on the highway. I had to stop because I forgot the condition they call it where the windshield wipers is actually pulled away from the glass because the ice form an icicle and bow the, that's how bad it was. It was so bad that the highway trucks weren't even out. And I drove a good 2 hours in that. And I'd pull over, you know, and I really didn't give it much thought. But a lot of people are like, are you crazy? You were nuts to do that. No, I had no problem. And always pack for an emergency. Have some blankets, have paper, pens, water, gum, snacks, change of clothes, extra boots and socks and winter attire. You know, it's, my husband always says, you can always put it on, but you can't put it on if you don't have it.